Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Chesem Beis at the second Mishnah, Ein Oisnim. Ein Oisnim is a kemach letech chavoises or letech chardal. One may not put flour into chavoises nor into mustard. Im Nathan Yachamiyad, if he did, he should eat it immediately. Reb Meir Oime, Eime Vashlin is a Pesach, Reb Mashkin, Velo Bimei Peiros, Avasachin, and Mabilin Oisoi, Bahen. Reb Meir says one may not cook the Pesach offering in liquids or fruit juice, but one may smear them or dip into them. Meitash Misha Shanachtam Yishpachu Mepnei Shehen Machmitzin. A baker's water used for cooling his hands should be spilled out as it becomes chametz. The Gemara says, Tani Einoifnez HaKemach Latir Chavoises Oisir Chardal. The Baisa says one may not put flour into chavoises nor into mustard. Im Nosan Yerchem Yad Revad Shalei Shai. If he did, he should eat it immediately, as long as he does not delay. Reb Meir prohibits it since he does delay. Mustard is difficult to eat quickly due to its sharpness. Ksiv of Hashem Rebosha b'mayim, Einli ela mayim, Manayin lebabois shah mashkim, Tambalayma of Hashem Rebosha mikol mokoyim. The Pasuk says in Shmoyis Yud Beis Pasuk Tes, of Hashem Rebosha b'mayim, and cooked in water. This only includes water. What's the source for prohibiting cooking in other liquids? Of Hashem Rebosha, this includes any way of cooking.
And the Gemara asks, Ad kadoin, Kirbi Kiba, Kirbi Shmol. This inclusion follows the Bikiba who expounds the double wordings in the Torah. But according to Bishmol who does not, what's the source of this law? Tani Bishmol Kal Vachomer, Ma im Mayim She'enem Mefigim Talmon, Ad Oma Osa, Shab Mashkim She'mefigim Talmon, Leikol Shigin. The answer is from a Baisa, Bishmol says, it's a Kal Vachomer. If water that does not weaken the taste of the matzah is prohibited, other liquids that weaken the taste should certainly be prohibited. Ein lashin matzah b'mashkim aval katzvin oisah b'mashkim am Rabbi Akiva ani ayisi im Rabbi Eliezer im Rabbi Yeshua b'tzvina v'lashti matzosam b'mashkim. Ein lashin matzah b'roischim b'pnei shehen choltin v'lei poishrim b'pnei shehen machitzin v'lashin oisam b'tzvinim. The Baisa says one may not knead matzah with liquids, but one may smear the finished dough with them. Said Rabbi Akiva, I was with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua on a boat, and I kneaded their matzahs with liquids. We not need matzah with boiled water, as they are cholek, which prevents it from becoming chametz. The Torah requires guarding the matzahs from becoming chametz. If this is any way impossible, the matzahs don't qualify for the use. Nor may one knead with lukewarm water, as it speeds up the leavening, rather one needs with cold water. Baha taninan, kolam menachis niloishes b'vayishrim m'shamam shliach mitzu. The Gemara asks them at Baisa, all menachis, meal offerings, are kneaded with lukewarm water and guarded from becoming chametz. The Ami b'shem b'shimon ben Lakish, taman hadavar masor l'kehanim, v'kehanim zuizimein, v'hara hadavar masor l'noshim, v'noshim adzilosin. The answer is that the Ami, quoting b'shimon ben Lakish, said that there it's done by the kehanim who are zealous and prevent them from becoming chametz, here it's done by women who are sluggish. Rather, may the Kohanim themselves knead their matzahs with lukewarm water. We answer, like the Baisa of Rav Chaya, who was the father-in-law of Rabbi Levi, a nidah must shampoo and comb to be permitted to her husband, and a Kohen's wife need not in order to eat truma, since she regularly immerses, she's careful. But a Kohen's wife, who is a nidah, must shampoo and comb in order to keep all nidahs alike. Similarly, even Kohanim should not knead with lukewarm water in order to keep all matzahs alike. Meitash Misha b'shanachtem yishpachu b'pnei shehen machmitzin. The Mishnah taught the baker's water used for cooling his hands should be spilled out as it becomes chametz. If the Maitani Shoivchem b'makom l'ashboyen, the first Baisa teaches he should spill it out in a place with cracks where the water will collect. If the Maitani Shoivchem b'makom katafras, and the second Baisa says he should spill it out on a slope. Rabbi Yasser, man d'am Shoivchem b'makom l'ashboyen, b'shehoyem l'ashboyen gavaya, man d'am b'makom katafras, b'shehoyem katafras gavaya. Rabbi Yossi answers, the first Baisa refers to an elevated place where the water will not collect in the cracks. The second Baisa refers to a large slope that as the water flows down, it will be absorbed into the ground and not become chametz. Amalei Rabbi Chinchas, B'shem, Rabbi La, Hachin, Haba, Rabbi Chia, Ba, שאר החיתים וסערים במים נחמסו, אסוריס לא נחמסו מוטוריס. פנחס קוטן רילה, who quoted Rebekhia bar Abba, one who soaked wheat or barley in water, if they became homets, they are prohibited, if not, they are permitted. Rebbe Yosef Amar, Shara Sa'ib Mamayim, Nizbaku, Hare Elu Asuris, Sharim Bachoimets, Mutter, Bevesh Achoimets, Saif Dom. Rebbe Yosef says, one who soaked barley in water, if they split open, they are prohibited, if soaked in vinegar, they are permitted, as the vinegar shrinks them and prevents them from becoming homets. Rebbe Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Hare Lo Yain, Koisam, Yav Begaba, Sarin, Begain de Echma, Shal, Rebbe Imi, Amalei, Tzorech, At Bevaer. Shmuel bar Yitzchak had souring wine. He put barley in it to cause it to become vinegar. He inquired about it to Rebbe Imi, and Rebbe Imi said that he needed to destroy it. Rebbe Chanina Barei de Bechia, Havalei, Devash, Mezayaf, Besoles, Shal, Rebbe Yamana, Amalei, Tzorech, At Bevaer. Rebbe Chanina had honey mixed with fine flour. He inquired about them to Rabbi Mana, and Rabbi Mana said that he needed to destroy it. Chad min alein de Rabbi Kirai, havalei garbin de mashach begoi itzra de chitin, shal Rabbi Mana amalei ezel gorof min tehtehin. One of the people of the house of Rabbi Kirai had barrels of oil in a storehouse of wheat. He inquired of the Rabbi Mana, and they told him to go and sweep away the wheat that was underneath the barrels, as drops of oil from the barrels had dripped onto them and turned them into chomets. Rabbi Imi, Beilein, Garbaya, de Kutcha, the Mala Oisamayim, Gimel Yomim, Me'is Leis. Rabbi Imi instructed about barrels that contained Kutach throughout the year and had breadcrumbs in them, that they should fill them with water for 3 full days in order to permit them to be used on Pesach. Adonach, Perek Kol Shah.